You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has also announced plans to revisit proposed Trans-Tasman rules on baby formula regulation. The plans were initially rejected following lobbying from formula companies including Danone and the A2 Milk Company, who have also shifted their stance on the standards. To discuss the changes and what they represent for consumer confidence, I spoke to the University of Auckland's Dr. Gurgley Toldy. And if we're looking at baby formula in Aotearoa, we've seen a lot of seesawing, I guess, from the government on this issue. What are the current regulations around baby formula?
So there's definitely been mixed messages coming across recently in terms of what the directions are for any potential new regulations. At the moment, I would say the regulations are relatively loose, but that's the case internationally as well. So the new formula standard were considered last year mostly affect two areas. One is the labeling of formula milk products. So there would have been quite a bit of restriction in terms of what phrases, what terminology, and what type of marketing could go on the labels of formula milk products. And the other area was the accessibility of specialized formula milk. So specialised formula milk products would have only been available in pharmacies.
And if we're looking at the new agreement, the Trans-Tasman rules on baby formula, they were previously rejected by the government. Why was that?
Well, I mean, there were different explanations coming out, but it seems that the formula industry had quite a bit of lobbying activity in that regard, and there's some evidence now that, yeah, they had quite a few meetings and email correspondence with Andrew Hubbard to kind of, you know, push for their agenda and to basically prevent New Zealand from joining the Trans-Tasman standard.
And then if we're thinking about the new standards that we're looking at, how might these benefit people, you know, parents, infants, that sort of, those groups, how might these new standards benefit them and protect them?
I think in terms of the labelling, basically this would provide unbiased information to parents, and they would be able to make more informed decisions about which product they choose. The problem here is very often the labels have unfounded health claims or health benefit claims. Often these are more expensive products. So if this is eliminated, then basically parents have a more unbiased and informed choice for what product they choose for their baby. Regarding the accessibility of specialized formula milk, again, I think this would have benefited families because very often the symptoms these babies present with are benign symptoms, but there are babies who need medical assessment or more investigation before they go on a specialist formula milk product. So very often there needs to be a bit more input from healthcare provider than just walking into the supermarket and taking a specialized formula product from the shelf.
And if the government could take further steps, I mean, you mentioned some issues there that existed that might be addressed by this policy, but if the government could take even further steps, I guess what could further improve the baby formula industry and the sales and allow people to have, a bit more confidence in the product?
Yes, I think so, and I think it is important to have international standards. So, you know, not just to kind of come up with a solution on the national level, but ideally to kind of join forces internationally. And this is a sort of a general direction where the regulations are going at the moment. So not just in Australia and New Zealand, but similar voices in the UK and in Europe as well. So yes, I think on the long term it will definitely benefit the industry itself as well, because there will be, like you said, more trust from the consumer as well.
That's all I had prepared for today. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Not sort of strictly related to the topic, but yeah, I think other than these regulations, the other really important element here is to provide breastfeeding support. So formula products will always have a place in society. There are situations where parents either just choose to use formula, or there's no breast milk available. But for families who are actually considering breastfeeding and there's a low supply, or they would benefit from input from a lactation consultant, or if they would prefer to choose donor milk, for example, for their baby. I think those options would need to be available as well. And currently, the lack of milk banks in New Zealand or the input that lactation consultants can provide in the community are quite limited. And these things also have an impact on formula use in general. So I think other than the regulation, those aspects should also be considered on the long term.
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Gurgley Toldy speaking to me about new regulation on baby formula. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.